Welcome to episode 28 of the mccareer.org podcast, a career planning podcast for physicians in the U.S. Navy. I'm your host, Joel Schofer. In this episode, we'll be discussing the value of a military pension. Please note that the views expressed in this podcast are mine and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Department of the Navy, Department of Defense, or the United States government. Two recent events led to this post and podcast. The first is that an article was posted on military.com that asked whether you could become a multimillionaire in the military. You could find that link on the accompanying podcast post. Second, I was having a discussion with some officers about this topic, the value of a military pension, and they thought that my opinion on the subject was different from what they'd heard before. So because of these two things, we're going to take a look at the value of a military pension. First question we have to answer is, how much of a military pension do you get? We're going to look at two likely scenarios for a physician. First, we'll look at someone who stays in for 20 years and retires as an O5. In that case, you get, based on today's values, you get $4,102.50 a month, or $49,230 a year. If you're a 30-year O6, which is the second scenario we'll look at, you get $8,053.50 a month, or $96,642 a year. You can find a link to the calculator to calculate this on the blog post. What you have to remember about these numbers, $49,000 a year and just under $97,000 a year, is that your pension payments are adjusted annually for inflation, which is a very valuable benefit. Which leads us to the real question for this post and podcast is, how much is this worth? And the easiest way to answer this is to look at the pension, figure out how much money you'd need to have invested in order to pay yourself exactly the same amount of money, inflation adjusted, for the rest of your life. Which really isn't that simple of an issue. I have a link in the podcast, blog post to a military.com article that I already mentioned that says, quote, "Can military service make you a millionaire?" And in that, they had a quote that says that the Defense Department puts the value of the monthly check of an O6 retiring today with 30 years of service at $2.2 million. The DoD made a number of assumptions, but the idea was to put a price tag or value on the monthly retirement check a military retiree will receive, end quote. The article doesn't go into the assumptions made, but let's just take it at face value. The DoD value is a 30-year O6 pension, which we already mentioned is just under $97,000 a year at $2.2 million. When I was taking my MBA, I had a finance professor, and I asked him a very similar question. I asked how he'd value a 21-year O6 pension, which is, again, another pretty common scenario for a military physician because you tend to make O6 at 18 years if you make it on time, and then you need to spend 3 years time and grade to retire as a captain. And here's what he said. This is a quote from him. "If you look at this as an endowment, where one would not spend the principal, then take the annualized benefit, which for a 21-year O6 pension at the time was $53,400 a year, and divide it by a long-term rate, such as the 30-year treasury bond rate, 3% at the time, and you get $1,782,000. In other words, if you had that $1,782,000 and put it all into 30-year treasury bonds at 3%, you would get your $53,400 a year. Of course, the issue is whether the 3% is a good number for the long term. If, however, you were to look at this as an annuity where you'd spend down the principal until time of death, then you have all sorts of demographic stats issues. For example, expected life after retirement, future interest rates, variability of the annuity investment, cost of living adjustments, etc. In a nutshell, it can get quite complex. There are a number of websites available, often through reputable firms such as Fidelity, Vanguard, etc., that you could perhaps access that have such calculations available already, instead of having to create your own model. You can plug in what ifs and see what pops out. End quote. So the problem I see with this analysis that he gave is that a regular 30-year treasury bond is not inflation adjusted like your pension would be. So in my opinion, you'd have to compare it to treasury inflected protected securities or TIPS. And also keep in mind that the lower the treasury bond yields go, the more valuable your pension is, because you'd have to invest more money to get the same payout. Since today's treasury yields are at historic lows, these valuations are probably as high as they'll ever get when you use treasury bond yields to calculate them. I did go to one of the annuity websites that he mentioned, went to the Fidelity Guaranteed Income Estimator, link in the blog post. And I put in our two scenarios that we were going to originally consider. 20-year male, 05, who's 50 years old, lives in Virginia, which is where I live, and wants to earn their pension, basically $49,236 per year, with a 2% annual income increase to adjust for inflation. That pension today would cost $1,322,000. For a 30-year 06, who's 60 years old, lives in Virginia, and wants to earn their pension equivalent, just under $97,000 a year, with a 2% annual income increase to adjust for inflation, that pension would cost $2,103,000 a year. Another way to look at the value of the military pension would be with what's called the 4% rule, which is a commonly accepted retirement rule. It says you can take 4% out of your retirement nest egg every year, annually adjust it for inflation, and never run out of money. In other words, for every $40,000 per year of income you need in retirement, you need to have $1 million saved for retirement in your nest egg. Whether the 4% rule is valid in today's low-yield environment has been debated, but let's just assume it's valid. If you divide the annual military pension by 4%, it gives you the size of the nest egg you'd need to pay yourself an equivalent. So for the 20-year 05 pension of just over $49,000 a year, that would be equal to a nest egg using the 4% rule of $1,230,000. The 30-year 06 pension of just under $97,000 a year divided by 4% equals $2,416,000 a year. Excuse me, $2,416,000 nest egg. Keep in mind that your government pension is guaranteed by the government, but the assets that you typically use when applying a 4% rule, like your retirement accounts and other assets, are not. So that makes your pension a much safer bet that's probably worth more than the numbers we just discussed. There are some unquantified values in the military pension that I think people tend to underestimate. First, it's guaranteed by the U.S. government, which makes it basically risk-free. The only option discussed above that would offer the same value is the value comparing the pension to treasuries. Even an annuity from an insurance company is not risk-free because insurance companies do go out of business, although it is a rare event and you could diversify by purchasing annuities from multiple companies. So an annuity is pretty close to risk-free. The second value of the pension that isn't easily quantified is that you can't screw it up. Investors are often their own worst enemy. They buy high, sell low, trade too frequently, don't save enough, they overestimate how high their returns will be, they pay excessive investment fees, and they make other errors that can easily screw up their well-planned retirement. But you really can't screw up your military pension. A third benefit is that some states don't tax a military pension. There's a link as well as a PDF you can download to see whether your state or the state you plan to retire in offers any tax benefits for a military pension. And fourth, and this is a really huge benefit to me, is that I see my military pension as being equivalent to a very large investment in treasury-inflected protected securities or TIPS. So this allows me to take a lot more risk with the remainder of my investment portfolio and net worth. Overall, my asset allocation, and I'm 40 years old, is about 90% in stocks, which is a lot more risk than most people would recommend at my age of 40. But because of my pension, I don't think I'm taking too much risk. What's the bottom line? I think a military pension is risk-free, inflation-adjusted, and can be quite valuable. Can you make more money as a civilian, save well, and accumulate even more than that? Yeah. But it's all determined by how much your civilian salary would be, how disciplined you are as an investor, and what rate of return you make on your investments, which really no one knows since they can't predict the future. A military pension is very valuable and often underappreciated financial asset that's probably worth somewhere between $1.2 and $2.5 million, depending on how long you stay in and what rank you achieve. If you try to match the risk with treasury bonds at today's rates, it's probably worth a lot more. Thanks for listening. Please consider rating the podcast on iTunes and going to the mccareer.org website, where you'll find the links to the Facebook page, Twitter feed, blog posts, and email subscription link. If you'd like to contact me, please use the Contact Me tab on the website. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's your career, so get help planning it.